What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Lavelle Sanders, Binghamton Bearcats out in America East doing big things. Lavelle, how you feeling, my brother?
I'm good, man. Good. Happy to be back on the show. Always a pleasure.
Bro, let me ask you, how's the weather up there, man? Is it cold yet?
Yeah, it started getting a little cold, probably about a week ago. Up until then, it was nice. I was like, man, I was kind of surprised that, we were still kind of in that summer weather. And the weather has been pretty good for the most part, but this morning we were talking about turning the heat on in the house. So yeah, it's starting to get chilly.
Man, bro, it's 45 here in Atlanta, bro. It's 45.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Man, it's colder then than it is here.
Yeah, I'm in the basement right now with my Adidas gear on because it's so damn cold in my basement.
Right. Wow. Okay. That's something a little different.
Yeah, usually this time we are still hot, it's still
Right,
humid, and it's.
right, right.
You know, it's 45 degrees right now. I'm like, what's going on? But
Right.
it's all good. Tell you, bro, how's it feel, man? Year two, man, leading this program, man, putting your stamp on it even more, man. So how's it feel for you and your staff, man?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. It's we had a whole summer to not a whole summer. We had guys here for 4 weeks. So we had a 4 week summer session where we got a chance to do a lot of the things that we wanted to do, as a team. I think this year is going to be better because a lot of the things that we were implementing last year were new to the guys. And so, with them having a more of an understanding of how we want to play and what we value and all those kind of things, I think, it'll translate on the court. So it's been a fun process. I think all of the coaches have been, now I think I know all the coaches have been enjoying it. We had six players leave, so we had to bring in five new players, which kind of forced us. We thought we were going to be able to do a lot more individual instruction, in terms of trying to get guys better, but we had to do a lot of team stuff during that 4 week period, just because, again, we had five new players that we were bringing to the program. And so we had to get those guys kind of up to speed. So, but it's been good, man. We've been enjoying the process.
No doubt. And for you, Vales, you played overseas in Europe. So how much do you integrate European concepts into your team now? Because I know our coaches looking at NBA gear, trying to see how NBA runs stuff on watching film on synergy and whatnot. So how much do you integrate those concepts that you learned over in Europe into your team now?
Well, I think basketball in general is well, especially over here, is borrowing a lot from the European game. The what I try to focus on and what we did over in Europe was just that team aspect, and trying to get guys to play together. I think that's going to be one of the biggest things for us this year is just, we got some talented players. And usually when you have guys that are talented, you know, they tend to want to kind of do things on their own and try to go off and do things on their own. And so I think the most important thing for us is just having that team mindset and trying to do everything together. And so that's probably the biggest thing that I try to implement from Europe. Some of the drills and stuff that we did, so maybe some of the plays and stuff, some of the sets and stuff that we used over there, or I saw some coaches run that I like that when we played against, you know, I'll borrow some of those things also. But I think the biggest thing is like I said, is just the team concept. I think you have to play together, definitely on both sides of the ball. But I'm a big believer in team chemistry is built on the offensive end, because, you know, when you are sharing the ball and everybody's happy, everybody's touching the ball, it's going to make everybody feel like they're included. It's funny, I was having a video session with two of our guys yesterday, a big guy and a small guy, and we're just trying to get them on the same page in terms of, you know, getting the ball inside when the big guy is open, as opposed to just taking a ton of shots on the perimeter. And, you know, I was just trying to explain to the guard and our guards is that, like, if you have a big guy, just say there's a mismatch and he has a small guy on him and we never get him the ball, but then we're going to expect him to run up and down the court pretty hard, you know, sprint the floor. We're going to expect him to rebound the ball. We're going to expect him to set good screens, but then we're never giving him the ball, you know, inside when he's open. And when you have a mismatch, it's hard to build chemistry, because, again, you know, he's not going to be happy, you know, and we see it all the time. And so, but if we are giving him the ball when he has those mismatches, even if he scores, if he doesn't score, he's going to feel like he's included. So it's going to make him want to sprint the floor. It's going to want to make him go block shots. It's going to want to make him rebound and set good screens. And so, you know, I really believe that team aspect of how they do things in Europe. And I think part of it too is, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about, you know, how in Europe they teach the fundamentals more and all of those kind of things. And I think the biggest thing in Europe is that, you know, you don't have the guys as a whole, players are not as talented as they are here in the States, right? And so, whereas in the States, you might rely on some of that individual talent to kind of like propel your team. Whereas in Europe, when you don't have guys that are as talented, then of course you have to do it as a team, right? And you need to move the ball to get the best shot. Whereas, you know, over here, sometimes we just give the ball to the best player and try to tell him to go get a shot for you, go make a play. And sometimes those things are needed. And that's why, you know, in the European game or just overseas in general, they do bring foreigners. They do bring the Americans over because they need some of that also. But for the most part, they want to play a team game. And so, like I said, that's the biggest thing that I take away from Europe.
And Vail, what you say is very important, because even on the Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young dribbling the ball so much causes strife. And it's documented. So I'm not just sending this out of school that it's very well documented that, you know, we run a simple 1-5 pick and roll. So John Collins is not involved in the action. Right. And then my weak side three over there, he is in the corner hoping he gets the ball. Right. So it's like, and that's part of our issue here with the Hawks, is that Trae Young dominates the ball so much, other guys don't feel anything. They just feel like, okay, I'm here. But then coach wants them to defend other than the floor. And I'm like, I ain't involved offensively. So I see it every day here with the team I'm around the most.
Right. And I think that's a big part of team chemistry. And, you know, like I remember, you know, I played against Allen Iverson in college. Right. And so like certain coaches have a philosophy. So when Allen Iverson was in college, like, you know, he took majority of the shots. Right. And there was an understanding on the team, right. They didn't bitch and complain. Like, those dudes play hard. And but that was how they played, right? Everybody knew that was how they play. And so, but I still feel that you're gonna get the most out of everybody if everybody's involved. Now, again, there are different roles that you have on teams, and certain guys are gonna do this and certain guys are gonna do that. But at the end of the day, you know, we all wanna be a part of winning. And so we all need to do exactly what we need to do. And then again, that has to be kind of communicated, from at our level, from the coach, head coach, to the assistants, to the players. NBA is, I don't know, it's front office guys, and then coaching, and
Agents too. You gotta get agents though, the agents get involved as well.
right. So, it just depends. I mean, when you're going to play in Atlanta, it's everybody knows that, like you said, Trae Young is going to dominate the ball. When you play with LeBron James, everybody knows LeBron James is going to dominate the ball, and you have to be able to surround those guys with guys who can play that way, right? You got some guys that don't need the ball, like, and just stand in a corner, and they're going to be okay with that. And when that ball comes, they're going to shoot 40%, 45% from three. But then you have other players that are not going to function that way, right? Like, some, you got some guys that need to be high volume shooters, right? They're not as efficient. So it's just a matter of mixing and matching your team, trying to find which guys can function in your system and how you want to play.
I'm interested to see how DeJounte Murray and Trae Young play together because Murray needs the ball too. And I'm interested how it's going to work. I just don't know. Watching what I'm watching now is like, looks kind of scratchy right now, but I don't know how to
Yeah, I
look
mean,
in real game action.
yeah, that's when you bring in two superstars together, you're gonna have they have to fill each other out. I think the most important thing is they have to be willing to sacrifice a little bit, right? Like, Trae Young has to be willing to sacrifice a little bit of the ball domination. The same thing is with Murray, and so, but that's why you have a training camp. That's why you have those guys playing together in the summertime. And then as a coach, you kind of understand what you have and what those players' strengths are. And so, like I said, you have time to try to figure out a system. And you can see, they're making little trades here and there to try to build around those three guys, I guess, so it'll be interesting. But hey, that's what coaches get paid to do, and they got to figure those things out.
And LaVille, you got you an older team this year, man. A lot of junior and seniors on your roster, man. So, what's the advantage for you having an older roster as you go to the America East, where in that kind of conference, Vermont's been at the top, Bryant's there now. And so, but having older guys who've been through the fire is going to help you when you play those tough teams on the road and they come to your place as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. We were just one of the coaches brought that point up. We had one guy on our roster under 21, and so yeah, I think that's college basketball right now, though. Everybody is trying to become older, right? Just because of the transfer portal and things like that. If you're not older, you're gonna have a hard time to compete, right? Because it's just young guys coming out of high school for the most part. If you're not those upper echelon, you're going there's going to be some struggle, right? And so you got to have a mixture of older guys with younger guys, and then you find that balance. But I definitely think it'll help us out. We got guys that are, we got a couple grad transfers. We have guys that are, seniors that's been in the program for 4 years now, and so they've been through some battles. They know what the American East looks like. And so I don't think we'll be surprised with going to play anywhere. Of course, we have to, bring in Brian into the league. We haven't played against Brian yet, but I think we've played enough tough competition, where we'll be fine in terms of that and that experience. But definitely having an older team, I think, is going to help us out. And, I'm looking forward to once we start playing. We've been going at it for a while now, and I think it's to that point where, we had Monday was the first kind of official day of practice, but we've been practicing, for a while in terms of just trying to get a lot of our stuff in. And so it's at that point now where everybody wants to play against another, like an opponent, and
No
tired of
doubt.
beating up on ourselves, right? So but we, we off today. We got practice tomorrow, and so we'll be 39 days to the first game. So we right here.
Yeah, I used to get to the point where with football side, where they know what's coming. Like, why are we doing this? Like, they know what's coming. I know what's coming. Like, it's like.
Yeah, I think for us is like, You always know what's coming, but you still have to be able to go out. Like we're trying to focus a lot on execution now, and just executing things we need to do at a higher level, right? Like I heard Nick Saban say something the other day about, being able to do it until you can't get it wrong, right? Like not be able to do it one time and get it right, but be able to do it until you can't get it wrong. And so, we need to, we still not there yet. That's one of the things we always talk about. Is executing, and we still have a ways to go, but I think the most important thing is we got to keep taking steps. Like I'm telling our guys, like now we can't afford to have any minus days, we'll be taking steps back. Everything has to be, going forward. And so, it's we had a couple guys that's been, sick, and so we haven't had a full roster. So that's kind of a little bit, kind of dampens the sales a little bit, but once we get everybody back and healthy, looking forward to being able to have a full team out there on the court and really getting a chance to see who we are and what we can be.
No doubt. You got some good non-conference games, Lavelle. You got Maryland, LaSalle, Fordham, playing some A-10 schools, ACC schools. Got some returning games like with Marist and whatnot. So tell me about all them, man, those games you all scheduled this year, man.
Just plug my computer up for goes out. But
No doubt.
think Coach Johnson handles our schedule. And so I thought he did a really good job of putting together a good non-conference schedule. You want to obviously we have the money games. We have to bring in a certain amount of revenue for the school. And so those are the Marylands, the LaSalles, the Fordhams. And I think we've done a good job of scheduling games that we'll be able to compete, and then scheduling games that's going to test us and give us the opportunity to play against some good competition. Because, again, people might think the America East is a soft conference or it's a low major conference, but man, you get beat up in this conference, and it's a grind it out, defensive minded conference. And so, we try to play, schools that help prepare us for those kind of games in January and February and March. And so I think Coach Johnson did a really good job of putting that together. Of course, we had some games that we had to return and things like that. We have a kind of typical schools that we play, conferences that we play. Strategically is good for us with traveling and things like that. But I'm looking forward to play against everybody. I always try to, warn our guys about looking ahead. I think the most important thing is just focusing on who you're playing that day and not worry about, when you're going to play Maryland or when you're going to play Fordham or, something like that. Our first game is against Casanova, which is a Division III opponent, and that has to be our focus. We got to make sure we're ready, worried, and focus on playing that opponent first, and then all the other games will take care of itself.
No doubt, no doubt. So Lavelle, ask you this, man. So being here year two, having the roster you have now, how's recruiting been for you? Just more coaches around here, know more about you up in New York area, up Northeast area, and also branching out. I saw you down here in Lake Point. So branching out, how's that been for you since you've taken over there, knowing you all made some improvements based on what you've done last year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing recruiting this past summer was, we weren't on an interim basis, or we didn't have the interim tag attached to us, and so we were able to go out and be confident and let people know that, we were going to be around for a while, and so that helped out a lot. I think it also it eased, the parents and coaches to know that, we're here for some time. And so, we've got a commitment. We got a commitment from a kid that we think is pretty good, who's going to have a great career here. So we've started out on the right foot. We've got some more offers and stuff out there from kids. So, the recruiting has been good, man. Got a chance to get out, first couple of days in September, go see a couple practices and things like that. So it's good, man. We got coaches out. You know, we're off today. I didn't go out, but we got coaches on the road today. You know, out recruiting, going to see kids, and so it's something that, you know, it's the lifeline of your program. You have to, you know, you have to recruit. You have to have the resources to go out and recruit. And I think, especially here at Binghamton, they do a good job for us and giving us what we need to go out there and compete and be competitive against our other America East rivals and opponents.
No doubt, my brother. And I'm gonna ask you this now. It's a little question that may not really apply to you, but it kind of does because you're coaching in college basketball. So the NBA drops the age limit to 18 again. Do they they'll give you opportunity to get some kids who will skip out on going to college? They'll be going to high majors. You might get some better kids that you can maybe fall through the cracks now that may have opportunity to play with you all at your level because you know, the main guys are not doing the one and done thing anymore. They're going to the NBA already.
Yeah, I think that's kind of, I think the transfer portal has even helped that a little bit more, right? Because you get kids that transferring down from those high major conferences to our conference, right? Like we have, you know, we have a couple of kids on our roster that transfer. Yeah, kid that was at St. John's that transferred down to Binghamton, right? And so I think, you know, even before the age limit thing, the transfer portal has helped that out. And so, you know, you can see it in football now, right? You see a lot of these mid-major schools that are beating these high-major BCS programs, right? It's just a lot of upsets this year. But just think about it. When you think about those rosters, you know, a lot of those rosters have kids that were at Georgia, that were at Alabama, right? That didn't play. And so it's the same thing with basketball. You know, I think college basketball this year is going to be the same thing, right? You're going to have, you know, you look at a team like St. Peter's, for example, that went on that run, and beat a lot of the high major schools. And then, and you know, they didn't have a bunch of transfers on it, but, you know, just those schools, those, you know, those low major, mid major programs that people think are low major, mid major have high major, kids on their roster, right? And so it's not the same as it was, you know, 10 years ago. So just because you have Kentucky on your shirt or Indiana or whatever it is, it's not automatic, right? You gotta go out there and lace them up, and you can't underestimate people. You gotta go out there and ready to play hard. And that's exactly what I'm saying. When you play against a team that's not a non that's a non D1, right? You have to come out and be ready to play. You know, nothing is easy unless you make it easy, right? And so I think that, like I said, I think the transfer portal has kind of helped that even before the age limit dropped to 18.
That's one for you. We talked about it before you got started here. The Hawks traded for a young man who you know. So tell me some stories about this young man's come to the Hawks here to I'll meet today, man. So talk to us a little bit more about this kid, man.
Yeah, so V Krejci, so when I was playing over in the Czech Republic, we were playing in the Czech Cup, which was, I want to say maybe it was in Strakonice, which is, I don't think it's too far from where he was living. And we weren't playing. We were just sitting and watching another game. And he just came up to me and he was like, you know, I understand Czech. So he came up to me and he was, you know, trying to tell me to like go down on the floor. He wanted to kind of like play me 1-on-1, you know. And he was, man, he was probably 9, 10 years old or something like that at the time. And so I went down on the court with him, and he was like dribbling, and I mean he had a great handle. He was a little skinny kid, and then you know we kind of shot around, and then I went back in the stands, and then he came back to me with his phone, and he was asking for my phone number, you know, and I gave him my phone number, which, you know, he was surprised, and his father was thanking me and things like that. So we had a game on a Saturday, and I got a text message from him saying he was playing near the city that I was playing, and he was having a game on Sunday at like 9 in the morning. And I remember, so I got up, drove about 30 minutes, not th yeah 30 15 to 30 minutes I drove to watch him play. And man, I was blown away how good he was, you know. And again, he was playing probably up like two divisions. because I want to say he was like 9 or 10 and playing like 12 and under. And he was, I mean, he was just doing work. And so from that time, we just kind of stayed in contact. I would go whenever I had opportunity, I would go watch him play. We didn't live close to each other. Like I lived on one side of the, I was playing in the place and he was playing maybe about 4 hours away from me at the time. And so, you know, we just kind of stayed in contact. I would go watch him play whenever I had opportunity. He just kept getting better and better and better. And it's funny because this was maybe a year or two ago, we were texting. He was sending me a bunch of like old pictures that he had of me and him, like just random pictures. And so I was, you know, he ended up going to Spain when he was 14, maybe 13, something like that. He as a youngster, he left and went to Spain and stayed there for a few years before he got drafted. And he's just been, you know, he like I said, he's like 6'7", 6'8" now. But he was a point guard, so he still has all of those skills at that size, which is, you know, now it's kind of normal, right? You got guys 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", that can dribble, pass, shoot. But he was always, you know, one of those kids that I just saw he was super talented. I had no idea he would be an NBA player or anything like that, but I just knew he was super talented. So that's my guy, man. We send messages on social media and stuff from time to time. They just, you know, they had a really good, he was playing for the Czech national team and they had a really good showing. They lost to Greece by 6 points, I want to say, I think that would have put them in maybe quarterfinals. But he's a really good player and I'm happy he's having the success he's having. Cause I saw him when he was a little youngster, you know, running around.
Well, I hope he gets some run here with us and hope he gets to play a little bit. I know our rotation is right now is Aaron Holiday, Justin Holiday, Bogdanovich, Kaminsky, and Okongwu is our bench right now. So I know he's coming in as 11th, 12th, or 14th guy, but hopefully he can get an opportunity. I feel like somebody's going to get hurt. He'll get an opportunity eventually this year.
Yeah, you know, man, you know the season is long, man. And that's what I mean, even with our guys, right? I try to explain to our guys, like, you have to stay ready because the worst thing is when you get an opportunity, you're not ready, right? And so especially with the NBA season, man, you got that many games, that long of a season, so taxing on your body. You know, he'll have an opportunity to get out there. And I wish him well, man. I hope he has a lot of success. Again, he has to, you know, he has to be one of those guys that, you know, he's got to be ready to catch and shoot when he has an opportunity, when those guys create something and get double teamed and they passing the ball, right? Like that's going into Atlanta. Again, you have to know that that's going to be your role, right? So you got to try to be as efficient as possible. And not a lot of young kids are ready to be efficient, right? And so I think the more efficient you can be, the better you will become, because you'll be able to play on a lot of different teams and you'll have a lot of value, right? Like, you know, we just have a bunch of guys on our team that I'm trying to explain them the same thing. Like we got 12 players, you know, all 12 of our guys can play. We can't play 12 players. It's just not possible, right? We only have 200 minutes in a game, but you know, because we have a lot of guys, you know, you're not going to have as many opportunities. And so the opportunities you do have, you got to be efficient. You know, you can't go 0-for-6, you know, you got to be 3-for-6, 4-for-6, right? And so again, like I said, not a lot of young players are ready to be efficient, but I think again, that's something we gotta, as coaches, I know for me, it's something that we harp on a lot, is trying to get our guys to shoot as much as possible. So when they have those opportunities, man, I'm always talking like this is a shot we got to be able to hit at a high, we got to be able to execute this at a high level, right? Like open shots, we got to be able to knock down open shots. And that's what pros do. Pros knock down open shots for the most part. We got to, you know, take those shots and a lot less of the bad shots, right? Because we're gonna shoot a better percentage on like wide open threes and layups than we are on step backs and turnaround jumpers.
I would say he has a partial guarantee of 7 and 81. They can get out of it if they cut him before January 10th. Hopefully that don't happen. But while he's here, because he's your guy, I'll make sure I'm taking the guy from take care of him for you.
Definitely.
He's your guy. I'll make sure he's good.
Yeah, show him what the ATL is about.
Oh, hey, he'll love that part.
Right.
He'll love that. Hey, man, good catching with you, my brother. I hope to see you soon. I come into New York in November for the Knicks. So Hopefully you ain't too busy. I can come up the vessel and see you. You know what I'm saying? We get there day early, actually. So hopefully I can get a little rental car.
Hopefully we in town.
Okay, let me see. This is live, people. So I'm doing this on my phone, people. Tell him the schedule. See, it's live, people. See, I told y'all, it's live stuff here. We're in New York on November the 2nd. We get there on the 1st.
Oh yeah, we here. Our first game is the 7th and it's home, so we'll be around.
No doubt. So yeah, we get there on the 1st. So I'm gonna hit you up, so I'm getting run a car, go there, holler at you, man. And I will have your uncle on my show real soon. He your uncle funny in a mug.
Definitely. Get him on. He'll be a good interview.
No doubt. Hey, brother, good to see you, man. I'll see you real soon, my guy.
Definitely, man. Take care.
No doubt.
What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.